All right, Superpreneurs, welcome back to Coded Conversations.
Glad to be back.
You know, still buzzing from our deep dive into those open source powerhouses, Handbrake and Odoo.
Right.
Such game changers. But get this.
What?
Today, we're taking it up a notch.
Oh, yeah.
Keyword joint venture.
Ooh, now we're talking.
More than just a business buzzword, though.
Absolutely.
It's like our secret weapon.
Exactly.
Especially for us solopreneurs, those small businesses going up against the big guys.
It's all about collaboration.
So break it down for us.
A joint venture is like teaming up with another business, right?
Right.
But it's for a specific project, a specific goal. Now, why is this so powerful for us?
I'm curious.
Think about it.
Okay.
You're facing a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You need resources.
Yeah.
Expertise you might not have alone.
Makes sense.
Instead of struggling, you joined forces.
Right.
With a business that totally gets what you're lacking.
Yeah, like they fill in the gaps.
Exactly. Suddenly you've got a wider pool of knowledge, maybe a bigger customer base, even access to tech you couldn't afford on your own.
It's like having a partner in crime, but for good.
Yeah.
A sidekick.
Exactly.
Sharing the load, amplifying each other's strengths.
Precisely.
Speaking of which, we were deep diving into Google business profiles last time.
Oh, yeah.
How can we superpreneurs leverage those GBPs to really maximize a joint venture?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Your Google business profile, it's like this platform
for
showcasing your joint venture.
Gotcha.
Let me paint a picture.
Okay.
Imagine a local coffee roaster.
Love it.
Teams up with a bakery.
Hmm. Sounds delicious.
And this bakery uses the roaster's beans in their pastries.
Okay.
They create a collaborative listing on Google, both businesses, on a single profile.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a one-stop shop for customers.
Right.
You're searching for coffee, bam. You find the roaster.
Yes.
You're craving pastries. There's the bakery.
All in one place?
All in one place.
Increasing visibility for both.
Exactly.
Foot traffic, the whole shebang.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Now, what if these businesses share a physical location?
Oh, even better.
Does the strategy change?
It becomes even more powerful.
I bet.
Create a listing that highlights every business at that address.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine a co-working space.
Wow.
With a cafe, tech repair shop, maybe even a printing service, all under one roof, one GBP listing, showcasing all those services.
Makes sense.
Easy for customers to find.
Yeah.
Creates a sense of community.
And they can promote each other.
Exactly. Cross promotion at its finest.
It's like a mini mall of superpreneur services.
It really is. And let's not forget about GVP posts, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are powerful.
Announcing events together.
Those bundle discounts.
You got it.
Yeah.
Even highlighting unique products from each other's businesses.
Love it.
So the coffee roaster could feature like a pastry of the week made with their beans.
Oh, that's clever.
It drives traffic to both, right?
Synergy. You're speaking my language.
And speaking of synergy.
Yeah.
Remember our open source buddies, Handbrake and Odoo.
Oh, how could I forget?
How did those fit into all this joint venture magic?
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Well, this is where tech meets strategy.
Okay.
So let's say our coffee roaster and bakery want to make some noise about their joint venture.
Get the word out.
Yeah. They could use Handbrake.
Okay.
Create a high quality video optimized for their GBP.
Showcasing those delicious offerings.
Exactly. And inviting customers to come experience the collaboration.
It's like giving their joint venture a superhero origin story.
I like that.
Yeah, complete with visuals, the call to action.
And then there's Odoo.
Oh, yeah, Odoo.
This is a game changer.
Okay.
For managing all that customer interaction.
Right, from the GBP.
Exactly.
Handling inquiries.
Tracking orders.
Even automating joint marketing campaigns.
Oh, wow. So like targeted emails.
You got it. To customers who interacted with the collaborative listing, maybe offering them a special discount.
Brilliant.
Seamless management, targeted marketing, all thanks to Odoo.
It's like having a super-powered assistant.
Exactly.
But hold on.
What's up?
Joint ventures sound amazing.
They are pretty awesome.
But even superhero teams have disagreements,
not
right?
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Setbacks, clashes.
Happen.
What are some things we superpreneurs need to watch out for?
One of the biggest ones, and this is common,
yeah.
Differing business cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine
okay.
One partner is all about data,
mm-hmm.
spreadsheets, right. analysis.
Okay.
The other goes with their gut.
Totally different approaches.
Like oil and water.
So how do you bridge that gap?
Communication is key.
Makes sense.
Talk openly and honestly about working styles, communication preferences.
Before you even start the joint venture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mutual understanding and respect.
That's how you avoid misunderstandings down the line. Exactly. It's not just about vibes, though.
Right.
You need clear roles and responsibilities up front, like from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's doing the marketing? Who's on top of the finances?
Right.
Get it all in writing.
So there's no confusion.
Prevents conflicts. Make sure everyone's on the same page.
Okay, so it's like a team charter.
Yeah.
Outlining each member's superpowers.
Exactly.
And how they contribute.
You got it.
What happens when one partner feels like they're pulling more weight, though?
The classic imbalance issue
happens
even with the best intentions.
Right.
This is where that clear communication, that well-defined agreement becomes super important.
Makes sense.
It's not just about splitting the profits down the middle.
Okay.
You have to recognize and value each partner's contribution, or where it's their time.
Right. Or resources.
Exactly.
It's like acknowledging that even if one hero's in the spotlight, the mission succeeds because everyone plays their part.
Absolutely.
Even those behind the scenes.
So true.
Okay. So how do we address that potential imbalance?
Regular check-ins.
Okay.
Open communication.
Got it.
That's how you stay on top of things. Mm. Are both partners delivering?
Right.
Any unexpected roadblocks, address it all head on.
Before it becomes a problem.
Prevents resentment, keeps the venture moving forward.
It's like a superpower itself.
It really is.
Communication.
Absolutely.
Okay, but even with the best communication, things can go wrong.
Right.
If partners have different priorities.
Oh, that's a big one.
Or their goals for the venture, they shift.
Happens more often than you think.
How do we navigate that potential conflict?
You need a shared vision.
Okay.
This is crucial.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just agree on a project.
Gotcha.
You have to understand the desired outcome.
Okay.
How you're measuring success.
Yeah.
It's like making sure all our heroes are flying in formation.
Right.
Even if their paths are slightly different.
Okay, I see that.
That shared vision.
Yeah.
It's your North Star.
Guiding the way.
Helps you navigate challenges, make decisions.
That benefit the venture.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're not just setting a destination.
Nope.
We're checking in.
Regularly.
Making sure everyone's still on board.
Absolutely.
Of course, hasn't shifted.
You got it.
We've been talking about joint ventures broadly.
Yeah.
But how are they different from other partnerships?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Joint ventures, they're unique.
Okay.
They're focused and temporary.
Okay.
We're not merging companies here.
Right.
Or just doing some casual cross promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like a strategic alliance.
Okay.
Specific objective, set time frame.
Like assembling a specialist team.
Exactly.
For a particular mission.
They go their separate ways once it's done.
Each hero keeps their identity.
Yep.
But
contributes their skills.
To the collective effort.
Precisely.
Okay, so that distinction is important.
Very important.
Because?
It lets businesses leverage each other's strengths.
Okay.
Without the complexity of a full-blown merger.
Right.
Or the limitations of a loose affiliation.
Finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Collaboration and independence.
You nailed it.
You mentioned earlier some industries are really prone to joint ventures.
They are.
What makes them so well suited for this type of partnership?
Think about industries with inherent high risks.
Right, good.
Massive investments.
Yeah.
Or ones that need specialized expertise from multiple fields.
Right.
Joint ventures. They're a way to share those risks.
Okay.
Pool resources.
Mm-hmm.
Access the knowledge you need to succeed.
Like assembling a superhero team.
Exactly.
With complementary powers.
Each bringing something unique to the table.
To tackle a challenge that would be impossible alone.
Right, like the oil and gas industry.
All right, good example.
Exploration and production.
Mm-hmm.
Huge investments.
Infrastructure, technology.
You got it. Joint ventures let companies share that burden.
Okay.
Access expertise from different areas.
And increase their chances of success.
Especially in that high-risk environment.
Makes sense.
It's like pooling resources to build a massive drilling platform.
Wow.
That can reach depths no single company could handle.
What about other industries?
Automotive.
Ooh, good one.
Developing new technologies like electric vehicles, that requires tons of research, development, manufacturing capabilities. Joint ventures help them share the cost and expertise.
To bring those innovative vehicles to market.
Exactly.
It's like combining the engineering genius of one with the manufacturing power of another.
To create a super efficient, eco-friendly vehicle.
I love it.
And then you've got tech and healthcare.
Constantly innovating.
Right. Pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Joint ventures allow them to combine specialized knowledge,
okay,
software, medical research, data analysis,
creating breakthroughs.
That wouldn't happen otherwise.
It's like pairing a brilliant scientist with a tech whiz to develop a groundbreaking medical device.
That can diagnose and treat diseases.
With incredible precision.
Exactly.
So these are just a few examples of how joint ventures can be powerful.
In all sorts of industries.
It's about accessing resources.
Sharing risks.
Combining expertise.
To achieve goals that would be too difficult alone.
It's like realizing even superheroes need a helping hand.
Sometimes you need that partner.
To share the load.
And amplify each other's strengths.
Okay, so before we wrap up this joint venture deep dive, big question.
Hit me.
How does a superpreneur find the right partner?
Ah, the million-dollar question.
Yeah. What qualities are we looking for?
It's like choosing your superhero sidekick, right?
Totally.
Someone who complements your strengths.
Fills in the gaps.
Shares your passion for, well, in this case, business success.
Exactly. So compatibility is key. Shared values, work ethic, communication style.
All of that.
Proven track record.
Important.
Expertise, aligning with our needs.
Definitely.
And the big one.
Trust.
Trust. That's the foundation.
It is.
Of any successful joint venture.
Built on open communication, transparency, and that shared commitment to success.
So before jumping into a joint venture.
Yeah.
Get to know your potential partners.
Understand their motivations.
Make sure your visions align.
It's like due diligence. Right?
Totally. A superhero wouldn't team up with a villain in disguise.
Exactly. Choosing the right partner can make or break your venture.
Hey, everyone. I'm so glad you're here for another deep dive.
Always exciting to explore new ideas.
You know, I love connecting with you all through these deep dives. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, how can we get you more involved in coded conversations?
Yeah, like make it less of a one-way street.
Exactly. So we brainstormed and came up with some really cool ways for you to participate.
And to share your thoughts and support the businesses that make our community thrive.
Okay, so first up, business shout-outs. We all know how important small businesses are, right?
Absolutely. They're the backbone of our local economies.
So Coded Conversations wants to shine a spotlight on them. We're offering free shout-outs to small businesses that love the show.
Free advertising? Who doesn't love that?
Right. It's a win-win. But to snag a shout-out, got to give us a little info. You know, just the basics. Your name and biz talk, social username, the name and location of your business, your website, and a short description. Like, what makes your business special?
Keep it snappy, like an elevator pitch.
Totally. And here's the most important part. Tell us why you love listening to Coded Conversations.
I love that it adds a personal touch, right? It makes it more than just an ad read.
Exactly. We want to share your story, your passion for AI, and what resonates with you.
It's like building a connection between the business and the listeners.
Right. Okay, so let's say you've got your business all set up with a shout out. Now you're listening to the show and bam, your brain is buzzing with questions. What do you do?
That's where our Ask Us Anything segment comes in.
Yes. This is your chance to pick our brains about literally anything related to AI, business, you name it.
It's like having a direct line to experts in the field.
And it's super easy. Just head over to codedconversations.com and you'll see a button to record your question.
Hit that button, speak your mind, and send it our way. Easy peasy.
Our team will carefully listen to every single question.
And we'll choose the most intriguing ones to answer.
We might even feature your question in a future episode.
Or we might answer it directly on our website. Either way, we'll let you know if your question is selected.
It's a great way to get those burning questions answered. And who knows, maybe you'll inspire a whole new episode.
I love it. And it gets me thinking, what other creative ways could podcast listeners engage with their favorite shows?
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. Like, are there ways to make it even more interactive, more of a two-way conversation?
Maybe live Q&As or polls during episodes.
Ooh, those are cool ideas. Maybe even listener-submitted challenges or case studies.
See, this is what I love about this. Always pushing the boundaries.
Right. And who knows, maybe some of your ideas will become reality. So if you're ready to get involved, head over to codedconversations.com.
That's the place to be. Get your business shout out, submit your burning questions, and join the conversation.
We can't wait to hear from you and maybe even feature you in a future deep dive. Until then, keep those AI brains buzzing.
And remember, the future is coded by conversations.
See you next time. Hey, superpreneurs. Welcome back to Tool Time Discovery Spotlight.
Woot.
I know you're all out there saving the world, but even superheroes need a break to sharpen their tools.
Right.
Today, we are going to be focusing on something even more powerful than your super strength or laser vision.
Okay.
Your online reputation.
Hmm. That's right. In today's world, it's not enough to just be amazing.
Right.
You have to make sure everyone WS, you're amazing.
You got to prove it.
You got to get that word out.
Yeah. Okay, so like, why are online reviews so important?
Yeah.
Isn't it enough that we're out there stopping bank robberies and rescuing kittens from trees?
I mean, sure, that's good. That's good work.
That's what we do.
But think of it this way. Imagine you're a new recruit, Mankerville U.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking for a superhero team to join.
Okay.
You see two groups. One with tons of awesome reviews from people they've helped.
Okay.
And another with no reviews at all. Mm. Which team are you more likely to trust?
The one with the reviews, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd want to know they're legit. Not some evil villains in disguise.
Exactly. Online reviews are like those testimonials. They build trust and show potential clients or partners or even recruits that you're the real deal.
Okay.
You're the real deal.
So where do these all important reviews like live?
They're all over the internet.
Yeah.
But the biggest, most powerful hub is Google.
Okay.
You remember Google Business Profile?
I think so.
It's like your official superhero headquarters in the online world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Isn't that where people go to find like your address and your phone number and stuff?
Exactly. But it's also where people go to check out your reviews.
Okay.
Think of it like this. When someone searches for best superhero plumber in their city,
mm-hmm.
Google wants to show them the most trustworthy and reliable options.
Okay. And so how does Google like decide who's trustworthy?
Well, reviews play a huge role. The more positive reviews you have, the higher you'll rank in search results, and the more likely people are to choose you over the competition.
Okay, so I'm starting to get it. More reviews equals more visibility.
More visibility.
It equals more people calling on you to save the day.
Exactly. But it's not just about quantity. It's about quality, too. Google also looks at things like how recent the reviews are, how detailed they are, and even how you respond to them.
Wait. You have to respond to reviews.
Absolutely. It shows potential customers that you're engaged and you care about their feedback.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we go about getting more of these glowing reviews?
Mm.
Do we just like fly around asking everyone we save to leave a comment online?
Well, you could try that.
Yeah.
But there are more efficient ways. One of the simplest is to just ask.
Oh, really?
Our research shows that 86% of people are willing to write a review if you just ask them nicely.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed it was that high.
It's true. People generally want to help, especially if you've done a great job for them.
So, like, how do we ask? Do we send out smoke signals? Carrier pigeons?
Those might work for some heroes.
Yeah.
But in this digital age, there are more modern methods. Email and text message requests are great options. You can even set up automated systems to send out these requests after a successful mission or service.
Oh, automation.
Yeah.
That sounds super efficient.
Yeah.
Like having a robot sidekick.
Right.
Taking care of all the boring stuff.
Exactly. But it's not just about automation. You can also make it super easy for people to leave reviews by including direct links on your website, social media, or even on those thank you cards you leave after rescuing kittens from trees.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for ways to like streamline my workflow. Saving the world is time consuming enough.
Absolutely. Wow. But here's a pro tip. Don't just rely on digital methods.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a personal touch can go a long way. If you have a regular client or someone you've built a strong rapport with, don't be afraid to ask them directly for a review.
Ooh, I like that. Like a personalized thank you note for being an awesome client.
Exactly. It shows you value their feedback. And you're not just trying to collect stars like some kind of intergalactic hoarder.
Right. Okay, so we've covered asking for reviews online and in person.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we do to boost those ratings?
Well, don't underestimate the power of social media. When you get a glowing review, share it on your social channels. You can even create eye-catching graphics or videos featuring those positive comments.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Like a highlight reel of all the awesome things people are saying about me.
Exactly. It's a way to amplify those positive vibes and show potential clients that you're the hero they've been searching for.
This is all great stuff. I'm feeling super motivated to start building my online reputation. But before we get too carried away,
sure.
Are there any don'ts we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are there any tactics that would make even a supervillain blush?
Great question. And the answer is yes. There are definitely some things you should avoid. Violating Google's guidelines can get you penalized. And that's not heroic.
Oh, no.
Think of it like getting caught cheating on a superhero exam. It's just not cool.
Yikes. Okay, so what are the big no-nos?
Number one, never, ever offer incentives for reviews.
Really? Why not? I was thinking of offering a free pizza to anyone who left me a 5-star review.
I know it sounds tempting, but it's against Google's rules. Think of it like trying to bribe a judge to give you a lighter sentence. It just makes you look shady.
Okay, I get it. No bribing for reviews.
Yeah.
What else should we avoid?
Another big one is writing fake reviews yourself or asking your friends to do it. It's dishonest. And Google can spot those fakes from a mile away. They have sophisticated algorithms that can detect unusual patterns and even analyze the language used in reviews.
Wow, Google is like a superpowered detective. So no faking it either. Got it.
Right. And here's another important point. When it comes to customer data, always play by the rules. Remember those data privacy laws like GDPR?
GDPR.
Yeah.
That rings a bell. Can you remind me what that is again?
It stands for General Data Protection Regulation. And it basically sets rules for how businesses can collect and use personal data.
Right.
It's designed to protect people's privacy.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does GDPR relate to online reviews?
Well, when you're collecting reviews, you're often collecting personal information, like names, email addresses, or even locations. You need to make sure you're handling that data responsibly and not doing anything that could violate those privacy laws.
So, like, no selling my customers' email addresses to some shady supervillain marketing firm.
Exactly. That would be a big no-no. Always be transparent about how you're using customer data and make sure you have their consent before collecting or sharing any information.
Okay, I'm getting the picture. Ethical review practices are just as important as any superpower.
Precisely. Your reputation is a valuable asset, and it's worth protecting.
This has been super helpful. I'm feeling much more confident about navigating the world of online reviews.
Great, but we've only just scratched the surface. There's a whole universe of tools and strategies out there to help you become a review magnet.
Ooh, sounds exciting. So what's next on our deep dive agenda?
In the next segment, we'll be exploring some of the most powerful review generating tools available. We'll cover everything from automated systems to reputation management platforms.
Awesome. I can't wait to learn more. Stay tuned, superpreneurs.
Yeah.
Welcome back, superpreneurs. Ready to dive into the toolbox and see what gadgets can help us become review magnets.
Absolutely. We've got some awesome tools to supercharge your reputation building efforts.
Okay, so let's say I'm like a busy superhero.
Yeah.
With like zero time to waste.
Yeah.
Are there any tools that can like automate this whole review getting process?
Definitely. One that comes to mind is Shout About Us.
Okay.
It's like having a dedicated sidekick who sends out review requests on autopilot.
Okay.
You can customize the timing, the message, even create cool QR codes people can scan with their phones.
QR codes, those are like those little square barcodes, right?
Yes, exactly.
I've seen them around, but I've never really understood like what they do.
Yeah, they're like little portals that can transport someone directly to a specific website, in this case, your review page.
Okay.
Super convenient.
That's awesome. So Shout About Us is all about automation.
Uh-huh.
What if I want something a little more comprehensive, like a tool that can track my reviews across different platforms, not just Google?
Well, for that, you might want to check out BirdEye.
BirdEye.
It's like a Swiss Army knife for reputation management. It does a bit of everything. It can help you generate reviews, monitor them across Google, Facebook, Yelp, and even analyze the sentiment behind those reviews.
Whoa, analyze sentiment. Is that like some kind of mind-reading superpower?
Sort of. It uses AI to figure out whether a review is positive, negative, or neutral. This helps you identify any recurring issues or areas where you're excelling.
Okay, that's super useful.
Yeah.
So BirdEye sounds pretty powerful.
Dude.
But is it like super expensive?
It can be, yeah. It's definitely geared towards larger businesses with bigger budgets.
Got it. So what about us smaller heroes who are just starting out?
Sure.
Are there any like budget-friendly options that won't break the bank?
Absolutely. There's Podium, for example.
Okay.
It's designed specifically for local businesses
and
has a lot of similar features to BirdEye, but at a more affordable price point.
Okay, cool. So we've got Shout About Us for automation, BirdEye for the big leagues,
right,
and Podium for those of us on a tighter budget.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other tools we should know about?
Let's see. If you're a data nerd like me, you might love Review Trackers.
Okay.
It's known for its in-depth analytics and reporting features.
Ooh, data. That's how we track our progress and make sure we're on the right track.
Exactly. With Review Trackers, you can see how your reputation is trending over time, which keywords people are using to find you, and even how you stack up against the competition.
Wow. It's like having a supercomputer analyzing all those reviews. and giving me the key insights.
Exactly. And if you need a tool that's hyper-focused on real-time feedback, there's real-time reviews.
Real-time reviews. Real-time. Is that like as soon as someone hits that submit button on a review?
Pretty much. You get instant notifications whenever a new review pops up.
Wow.
So you can address any issues immediately.
Okay. That's impressive. So we've got a whole bunch of tools to choose from. Chat About Us, BirdEye, Podium, review trackers, real-time reviews. I'm starting to feel like I'm in a superhero gadget store.
Huh. It's like having your own bat cave of reputation management tools.
Exactly. But now I'm kind of overwhelmed. How do I know which tool is right for me?
That's a great question. Choosing the right tool is like choosing the right sidekick. It depends on your specific needs and mission.
Okay, so how do I figure out what my needs are?
Think about your budget, for starters. Some of these tools have free plans, while others have monthly fees.
Right.
Then think about which features are most important to you. Do you need automation, sentiment analysis, review monitoring across different platforms?
Okay, makes sense. What about like integrations?
Yeah.
Should I be looking for a tool that can connect with my other systems, like my email marketing platform or something?
Absolutely. Integrations can make your life a lot easier by streamlining your workflow. For example, you might want a tool that can automatically send review requests to customers in your CRM system.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Less manual work for me,
More
time for saving the world.
Exactly. So take some time to explore the different options. Read reviews from other superpreneurs, and maybe even try out a few free trials before committing to one.
Great advice. So we've covered the tools. What about best practices? Are there any tips or tricks for like maximizing the effectiveness of these tools?
Absolutely. One of the most important things is to make sure you're asking the right people for reviews.
Okay, that makes sense. I wouldn't ask the villain I just defeated to leave glowing review, would I?
Huh. Probably not the best strategy. Focus on those who've had a positive experience with your services. Maybe they just raved about how quickly you rescued their cat from a tree, or how flawlessly you fixed their plumbing.
Got it. Target the happy customers. What else?
Personalization is key. Don't just send out generic and personal requests. Use their name reference, their specific experience, and remind them why their feedback is so valuable.
Okay, so like instead of saying, hey, can you leave me a review? I could say, hey, customer name, remember how thrilled you were when I rescued your cat from that tree?
Yes.
I'd love for you to share that experience with others.
Exactly. That's much more engaging and personal. And don't forget to choose the right platform for each customer. Some people are more comfortable leaving reviews on Google, while others prefer Facebook or Yelp.
It's like choosing the right communication channel for each superhero. Some prefer smoke signals, others prefer telepathy.
Huh. I love that analogy. And here's another pro tip. Make those review links super easy to find and click.
Okay.
Include them in your email signature on your website, even on printed materials like receipts or business cards.
Okay, so like no hiding those links in some obscure corner of my website where no one can find them.
Exactly. Make it ridiculously easy for people to leave a review. The fewer clicks it takes, the more likely they are to follow through.
This is all great stuff. I'm feeling super confident about my review generating strategy now.
Great. But before we move on, let's do a quick recap of those ethical guidelines we talked about earlier.
Okay, reminder time. No bribing for reviews and no faking those reviews.
Right. Those are the cardinal sins of reputation management. Remember, your reputation is a superpower and it's worth protecting.
Got it. Be genuine, be ethical, and follow Google's guidelines.
Exactly. Now let's move on to our final segment, where we'll uncover the secrets of responding to reviews like a true superhero.
Welcome back to Tooltime Discovery Spotlight Superpreneurs. We've talked about why online reviews are so important, and we've explored some awesome tools to help you get more of them. But now let's talk about how to respond to those reviews like a true superhero.
Responding to reviews is just as important as getting them in the first place. It shows potential clients that you're engaged and that you care about feedback, good or bad.
Okay, so let's start with the good stuff, those positive reviews that make you feel like you could fly. How do we respond to those?
First of all, be genuine and thankful. A simple thank you so much for your kind words goes a long way. But don't just stop there. This is your chance to really connect with your customers and build lasting relationships.
Okay, so how do we make those responses like extra super?
Personalization is key. Mention something specific from their review to show that you actually read and appreciated their feedback. Did they praise your super speedy delivery? Your ability to leap tall buildings in a single bound? Highlight it.
It's like giving them a virtual high five for noticing all the awesome things I do.
Exactly. And here's another tip. Use this opportunity to subtly promote your business. Did they mention how much they loved your new line of indestructible capes? Give a shout out and maybe even link to it on your website.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Turn that positive review into a mini advertisement. Sneaky.
Exactly. Now let's talk about those less than glowing reviews, the ones that might make you feel like you've been hit with kryptonite.
Ugh. Yeah, those are never fun. But I guess even superheroes get negative feedback sometimes, right?
It's true. No one's perfect. And there will always be those who aren't satisfied, no matter how hard you try. But the key is to handle those negative reviews with grace and professionalism.
So, like, no shooting back with a laser beam of snark, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Remember, other potential customers are reading these reviews and they're watching how you respond.
Right. Okay, so what's the best approach?
First, take a deep breath and resist the urge to get defensive. Instead, acknowledge their concerns and offer a genuine apology for any inconvenience they experienced.
Got it. No arguing or blaming the customer, even if I think they're wrong.
Exactly. Remember, you're not trying to win an argument. You're trying to win back their trust and show potential customers that you care about resolving issues.
Okay, so apologize, acknowledge their concerns. What else?
Offer a solution. If possible, take the conversation offline. Provide a phone number or email address where they can contact you directly to discuss the issue further.
So, like, invite them to my secret lair for a peace summit.
Huh? I love that analogy. But yeah, the idea is to move the conversation to a more private and personal setting where you can work towards a resolution.
Okay, so we've covered the do's and don'ts of responding to reviews. Any final tips before we wrap up this superpower deep dive?
Remember, your online reputation is a valuable asset, and it takes time and effort to build and maintain it. Be proactive, be responsive, and always strive to provide exceptional service.
Great advice. Thanks for sharing all these amazing insights with us. I'm feeling ready to conquer the world of online reviews and build a reputation worthy of a true superhero.
That's what I like to hear. Now go out there and make those reviews shine. And until next time, superpreneurs, this is Tool Time Discovery Spotlight.
Business ecosystems.
Ah, yes.
I think it connects to what we've been talking about.
I think so too.
But honestly, I'm not entirely sure what it means in practice.
Okay, well, basically, a business ecosystem, it's like a network of all these different organizations.
Okay.
So that includes suppliers, distributors, customers, even competitors.
Wow, so it's everyone involved.
Yeah, and they all interact and evolve together.
So it's like a web of interconnected businesses.
Exactly. They all depend on each other for success.
Kind of like a natural ecosystem.
Exactly. Like, think about a forest.
Fair.
All the different plants and animals, they depend on each other for survival.
And they all compete for resources, too.
Right. So in a business ecosystem, companies can use these relationships to innovate, grow, and succeed together.
So it's about collaboration and competition at the same time.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
This is starting to make more sense now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So would you say that platforms like Ben and BizTalk Social are like facilitators within a business ecosystem?
I think that's a great way to put it.
They're connecting all these micro businesses and giving them the resources to thrive.
Exactly. They're helping to create a healthy environment where everyone can succeed.
Wow, this whole concept of business ecosystems is really fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
It's like another layer of understanding how businesses work in today's world. Okay, so before we move to the final part,
yeah,
a thought-provoking question for our listeners.
Let's do it.
Think about the challenges you're facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
In your business.
Yeah.
Could a joint venture be the answer?
Interesting question.
What kind of partner will complement your skills?
And help you reach those goals.
Something to ponder.
Yeah.
All right, superpreneurs, we've been uncovering the power of joint ventures.
Those strategic alliances.
That can really help us level up.
For sure.
As we wrap up, let's recap.
Okay.
Key takeaways for our listeners.
Sounds good.
What are the most important things to remember about joint ventures?
I think it's important to remember, they're not a magic bullet.
Okay.
They won't solve every problem.
Right.
They need careful planning, clear communication, and a willingness to adapt.
Right.
But when done right, they can be incredibly powerful.
For sure.
For growth, innovation.
Reaching those goals.
That might seem impossible alone.
It's like assembling the ultimate superhero team.
Exactly.
Each member with their own unique abilities.
Coming together.
To overcome a challenge they couldn't handle solo.
And just like any great team.
Yeah.
Communication and a shared vision are key.
Absolutely. You need to be on the same page with your partner.
Understand each other's strengths and weaknesses.
And be willing to work together.
Towards that common goal.
Now, even the best teams face disagreements.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Setbacks happen.
It's part of the process.
It's how you handle those challenges.
Exactly.
That determines the success of the venture.
It's all about the navigation.
So we've talked about communication, defined roles, a shared vision.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other practical steps?
Okay, so practically speaking,
yeah,
one of the most important things
is
a detailed written agreement.
Contract.
Outlining all the terms of the joint venture.
So everything's clear.
Exactly. Each partner's contributions.
Responsibility.
How profits are shared, how you'll resolve disagreements.
It's like having a blueprint for the collaboration.
A roadmap everyone can follow.
Prevents headaches down the line.
For sure.
Like a superhero code of conduct.
I like that.
Everyone playing fair.
Working towards the same objective.
Yeah, even with a solid agreement.
Yeah.
Flexibility is still important.
Absolutely.
And open communication.
Those are crucial.
Because things change.
Constantly.
Business is unpredictable.
You have to be able to adapt.
So check in with your partner regularly.
Talk about the challenges.
Be willing to adjust.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve.
It's a balance, right?
It is.
A clear plan,
mm-hmm.
but the ability to adapt.
To those unexpected twists and turns.
We've covered so much ground today.
We have.
Benefits of joint ventures. Strategies for success.
The whole shebang.
Any final words of wisdom for our superpreneurs?
If you're feeling limited.
Yeah.
By resources, expertise,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
don't be afraid to explore joint ventures.
They can be game changers.
They really can.
Unlock new opportunities.
Yeah, expand your reach.
Achieve those ambitious goals.
Even superheroes need allies, right?
Exactly. Finding the right partner could be that missing piece.
The key to unlocking your full potential.
There you have it, superpreneurs. Embrace collaboration.
Find those strategic alliances.
Remember, teamwork makes the dream work.
Until next time.
Keep coding your own success stories.